All right, well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to call our Board of Commissioners of Public Lands meeting to order on this May 17th. Everyone should have gotten the packet on Friday. And running through our agenda today, the first item is approving the minutes from May 3rd. I move to approve the minutes.
I second that, Doug.
It's been moved and seconded. Any questions, comments, thoughts about the minutes? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The minutes are approved. Moving to loans. Looks like we have two loans that we are reviewing today. Almost $400,000 total. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I so move.
I second that. Great. It's been good. Rich, is there anything you want to highlight with the two loans that we are looking at today?
Yes, thank you, Sarah. You know, loan number two is a little bit unusual for us. It's the first time that we have financed a situation like this. The Hub Rock Town Sanitary District is paying for costs of a project designed to reduce phosphorus contributions from a local farm to an adjacent stream. In return, Hub Rock receives water quality trading credits of 131 pounds per year that allow Sanitary District to avoid improvements to its own system that would be more costly and provide fewer environmental benefits. The plan was conditionally approved by the DNR in January and will receive final approval after construction. And that's all I have for today.
Yeah, I've noticed, Rich, and I know that that's something that we've always talked about too, is how we've done a lot more. We've done a handful of additional water quality loans. So that's great. Any questions for Rich? All right. Seeing nothing in favor of approving the two loans today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
All right. Loans are approved. We have no old business and we have no new business, so we will jump into reports. And Rich, we'll turn the floor to you for the Chief Investment Officer's report.
Well, I'll keep it short today, and I have nothing to report.
Okay. Thank you, Rich. Tom, moving on to the Executive Secretary's report.
Sure, Rich. We have a little bit of bragging to do. We crossed the $1 million threshold for billings for our timber revenue this year, and we expect the revenue from all those billings to come in this fiscal year. So having more than $1 million in timber revenue is a huge jump for BCPL. So hats off to our northern staff for making that happen, and to Denise and Tweef for processing all those payments down here. So nice job, everybody. And that concludes my report.
Well, we'll always celebrate success, Tom. So appreciate you highlighting that. And $1 million that's going back into these funds is a really good milestone for the agency. So that's great. I also don't have anything to report today. It looks like we'll be keeping this meeting relatively short today. Is there anything that folks want to see for a future agenda item? All right. See none. Is there a motion to adjourn today's meeting?
I
second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye, Josh.
Great. The meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a good week.
Have a good day, everybody.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Very good. Stay safe out there. The virus is getting worse.